This is Grape Encounters Radio.
You never know what tricks David has up his sleeve.
It's not a wine show.
It's an adventure, a grape encounter.
Peel me a grape, crush me some ice, skin me a peach, save the fuzz for my pillow. Talk to me nice, talk to me nice, you've got to wine me and dine me. Don't try to fool me, be jewelry. Either amuse me or lose me, I'm getting hungry. Peel me a grape.
And it is time for your weekly Grape Encounter with David Wilson. And I am very excited about today's show because it centers around my absolute favorite topic, decadence. In fact, everybody that's going to be on the show is going to be talking about decadence, but nobody probably can give you a better perspective on decadence than my first guest, who is Sherry Dobe. And she is the author of a book called Daily Decadence, The Art of Sensual Living. And then there's words underneath that, love, life, art, food, and my favorite, wine. And welcome to the show, Sherry.
Thank you so much for having me, David.
Hey, you're up in wine country.
I am, in fact.
A permanent resident up there?
I hang my hat here quite often, split my time usually between Calistoga and Humboldt County up on the coast.
I got a chance to really spend some time with the book, and I want to start with how this book came to be, because a mess of notes, really. And in fact, it was cool. You sent me a photograph of some of your notebooks, and it was mind-boggling. I've never seen so many. What are those sticky notes that are marking all the pages?
Yes, that was a highly technical research device for the book.
So, Sherry, how long have you been a note taker, and what do you think caused that obsession?
Well, I have been a note taker for a very long time, actually, about 25 years. And it started innocently enough as a teenage girl. I was taking a lot of notes on day-to-day experiences and making casual yet passionate recordings about what was happening in my world. Over the years, I continued that practice.
Is that the same as keeping a journal, or was this different?
I think it was definitely keeping a journal. Good old-fashioned diary.
Were you pretty private about it, or did you let people read what you were writing?
Oh, I was very private about it.
But in your books, you weren't just writing. You were drawing as well, weren't you?
Absolutely, yes.
And just
yes.
And making observations about life. So it wasn't just going on about what was going on in your life, but it was the things that you were seeing around you, and if you felt the need to sketch them or whatever, you did that as well.
With an absolute passion, yes. That's right.
So this is more than note-taking and keeping a journal. It's observing life.
Exactly right.
Okay, so this is where it gets really cool, because you are a diehard romantic, aren't you?
I am.
I mean, to the nth degree, because a lot of everything in the book consists of things that you have written in your life, on your journeys, and I think more specifically, those snapshots of what I would call very romantic moments. I don't mean romantic in the, making love sense. I mean romantic as in romanticism.
Absolutely.
Okay, so first of all, you have had the chance to travel all over the place, and I think live all over the place as well. Talk about, where have you been?
I sold my first car at the age of 20 to go and spend a year abroad, but I did. I sold my car to buy the ticket to go. I spent time in England and in France and in Ireland, and then the trip got cut short, and so I finally, after a little bit of time passed, coming back to the States, I pulled it together and went back out on my own. The second time I went across, I was living in Amsterdam, and I had the very good fortune to travel with a girlfriend to Germany, and then we spent some time in Italy. I fell in love with Italy. We had a short trip there. It was about a 10-day trip, but it was over the holiday season. So it was just an explosion of lights and love, and wine, and it was great.
It's hard not to fall in love with Italy, and interestingly, on the cover of your book, you have a quote from Audrey Wells, the director and screenwriter of Under the Tuscan Sun.
That's right.
Who says, unapologetically over the edge. That's what she says of your book. And I like to tell people, by the way, that Under the Tuscan Sun is my favorite movie, and I don't care if it's chick flick or not.
Good for you.
Because I watch it, and I probably seen it 8 times, and every time I watch it, I just want to pack my bags and move.
That's great. That's great.
Getting back to my Italian roots. But it's places like that that you have these kinds of experiences that, you know, I think people who are there don't really notice it. But if you are not living that life and you have a just everyday experience in those environments, you remember them for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. And taking notes doesn't hurt.
Well, that's the thing that I was really feeling. I was actually very jealous of you after I read the book, because I thought there are so many times that I wish I had documented the experiences that I had, and now they're just part of my memory. They evolve in my memory, and I'm sure that the stories sometimes that I tell are not the way it really was.
It's, right. When I go back and reread, you know, these times in my life, it's absolutely amazing how much we forget. When I read it again, oh yes, I remember that now, but I wouldn't remember it otherwise.
Let's talk about the purpose, first of all, of the book, and especially how wine figures into it. It seems to me like almost every significant, unforgettable moment in my life had a glass of wine or a bottle of wine or maybe 10 involved.
Right.
Is that true for you as well?
It could be said to be true about me. I think so as well. You know, the book is really about redefining decadence. I hope that people would take away from the book a sense that actually bringing simplicity back into your life is what true decadence is, and really making time for yourself and making time for the people who matter in your life. That's what's really important, and that's really blissful stuff. And wine happens to be involved more often than not, I think.
Well, I think wine is the lubricant of decadence.
It's a good helper.
It definitely greases the wheels for sure.
Yes, I think that's true.
But the other thing about the book is food figures very prominently into the whole decadence equation as well.
It does.
And it's, it's, you know, you sum it up when you say love, life, art, food, wine. Although music is left off of that list.
And to me, that's music.
The most important, one of the most important parts.
I always have music in the background. I'm not a fan of having the TV on.
No.
I love to have music. In fact, if I don't have music, I make it happen somehow.
I have cable in my house, but I like to tell people that I pay about $45 per show to watch it, because I so rarely ever turn it on. The TV is for, you know, holding things.
Yes.
You put things on top of it.
Right.
But I think that the thing that troubles me the most about Americans in particular and the world in general is that we've forgotten, you know, how to really create these memorable moments, and everybody's in a big hurry to do things. So it's all about fast food and drive through and pre-prepared and, you know, all of these things that take away the enjoyment of just, you know, doing it yourself. You tell a story of preparing a roasted chicken.
Yes.
That is, I have to say, a very erotic description of cooking a chicken. I will never look at a chicken the same way after reading your description.
Yes, I actually had a woman stop me on the street while she was driving, and she pulled over and she said, I have to tell you, I made your roast chicken and it changed my life. That's a true story.
Yeah, every time I see a chicken now, I don't know, there's a wild attraction. Just don't write me any letters on that one. please don't. But so in the book, you will make observations about the environment around you. You'll incorporate in a recipe, tell the story about what was going on there, and then pair the wine with it.
Yes.
And that's kind of your routine, isn't it?
That's what we like to do. And, you know, something that you said earlier made me think about convenience as opposed to taking time to do something. And I get it. I mean, everybody's busy and everybody's rushing from thing to thing nowadays, and it's really become a way of life. And we might think, oh my gosh, I don't have time to make dinner from scratch. I can't actually, you know, chop vegetables and do that. But sometimes if we stop and do it from scratch, create a simple meal, maybe scale the idea back a little bit, make something simple. You don't have to go, you know, over the top crazy. But doing it from scratch is wonderful. It gives you the opportunity to stop, slow down. You have to slow down or you're going to cut your finger, right? So, you know, you kind of really have to be in the moment when you're cooking. And I find it a great way to unwind and relax. And whether I'm by myself or whether I'm with friends or with my man, it's just a really wonderful way to to stop and kind of just tune into the moment.
Well, you know, and it's an opportunity to multi-process too, because I love to cook. And when I cook, my mind is usually going 1,000 different directions, and I'm just working things out in my head and
yes.
creating and inventing and sort of getting lost in that whole moment.
Exactly.
And it makes it a lot of fun. I want to share with you in just a moment a dinner party that I had last weekend that really had a profound impact on the guests that were there. But I think it's the embodiment of what you're trying to teach people in Daily Decadence. My guest is Sherry Dobe. Her book is Daily Decadence. It came out in April. It's about the art of sensual living, and wine figures very prominently into this equation. And we're glad about that on Grape Encounters Radio. Grape Encounters is brought to you by EpicStyle.com. If you are living the wine lifestyle, drinking wine all the time, then you need to go to EpicStyle.com because they have the best selection of wine-related paraphernalia on planet Earth. Grape Encounters will return in just a moment.
There's a purely magical connection between wine and music that is simply undeniable, and no one captures that magic better than former Bad Company bass player Paul Cullen. Paul's private label, California Made Wines, are the perfect companion to his cool and imaginative acoustic jazz, or your favorite wine drinking music. I love Paul's wines and equally enjoy seeing others discover them. Sonata Rosso is a lush fusion of Syrah, Zinfandel, and Cab Franc. Sonata Bianco is a crisp, bright Sauvignon Blanc with a splash of Chardonnay. Sonata Rosé is a blush showstopper. Nicely priced and accessible online at paulcullen.com, you really can't miss with these imaginative wines and Paul's infectious jazz. Uncorked and unplugged. Experience the music and discover Paul Cullen's exceptional wines at paulcullen.net. When it comes to the connection between wine, music, and even food, no one captures the magic better than Paul Cullen at paulcullen.com.
And we're lucky to have on the line Keith Sarlos from Sarlos and Sons. And Keith, I just wanted to get you here and have you tell us a little bit about what's new at Sarlos and Sons wine-wise.
Well, what's new at Sarlos and Sons? Well, really soon we'll be sharing our Grenache, 100% Grenache, all grown by us. We're also going to be sharing our Honor and Prepare, which is 100% Petite Syrah. A very big, awesome wine. I love introducing people to it. It's kind of the uncut raw, it's the director's cut, if you will,
excellent,
of our wine. We're also going to be releasing our rosé for the hot summer months, the Heartbeat, and getting ready to bottle quite a few different whites. I mean, it's a pretty exciting time around the winery.
So check it out at sarlosandsons.com. I guarantee you, if you go there often, you'll see a lot of changes, a lot of exciting new wines, and there's nothing that comes out of Sarlos and Sons that isn't absolutely fine. Hey, thanks, Keith, for being with us. And
thank you.
Watch out for our listeners and take good care of them.
We will. Always do.
With Grape Encounters Radio, and I'm very, very pleased to have the author of Daily Decadence, The Art of Sensual Living, on the line with me. It's Sherry Dobe, and we're talking about how to live a more sensual life every day of your life, huh, Sherry?
That's correct.
You know, I want to share with you this experience that I had last weekend, because I invited a bunch of people over for what I called a barbecue. And, you know, when you say barbecue, people are expecting, you know, burgers on the grill or ribs or something like that. But I created a very, very decadent menu. You know, it's some really, and it's not important to get into what the foods were, but they weren't things that you would normally see at a barbecue. And the foods that were barbecued were, you know, there was lamb, there was beef, and there was chicken, all prepared in pretty unique ways. And, you know, not your typical drenched in barbecue sauce sort of thing. But then I was really obsessed with the wine pairing. We did, you know, cheese for dessert afterwards instead of typical desserts. And there was port. There were so many little touches that I think there probably were, I probably served 20 different things. Let's put it to you that way. But even the music was so integral to the experience. And then finally, the people that were invited, most of them didn't really know each other, but they were invited because they sort of, I thought, would complement each other. And then I had an idea about what kind of topics to interject into the conversation. So it was a very well orchestrated day, but I think everybody had an amazing time.
You had a date with Decadence.
A date with Decadence. But the strange thing was that so many people remarked they had never had a meal like that or an experience like that. But I think it was because, you know, they're not used to somebody paying attention to things like the lighting. You know, it's like, I hate fluorescent lights.
Yeah.
Or even incandescent lights. And
right.
And people who use those fake candles really should have to serve time in jail.
Definitely.
Don't you think?
That I totally agree. It sounds like you guys had a great time. I'm sorry I missed it.
All right. So if I was going to bring five of my listeners up to your place.
Yes.
And you were going to take care of us for the evening.
Ooh.
What would be on the menu? What would we be drinking? And
all
how,
right,
and how would
right.
the evening end? Or would it?
Again, that's always up for debate, whether it's going to end or not. I think we would start with definitely a good bottle of bubbles. I'm a fan of sabering a bottle. I think I sent you a picture of that.
Yep.
To get the party started.
Yep.
So that's always fun. And, you know, anything vintage champagne works for me. But a good bottle of, you know, domestic sparkling wine is always in order. Not a problem at all. Then we might do a bike ride, a little cruiser ride into town or around. We also have a really beautiful vineyard here. We could go take a walk out in the vineyard.
See, I love pairing bicycling and wine.
Yeah.
I do. I rode 450 miles in the Loire Valley in France.
Oh.
And much of the time, my little plastic bottle was filled with some kind of very small boutique wine.
There you go. A little
yeah.
liquid refreshment comes in many forms.
Yes.
This is true. So we could get a bike ride in. You know, I like to get the blood flowing a little bit. I'm a fan of exercise. It's a good balance for all this decadence we partake in. And, you know, get the blood flowing a little with a bike ride or a walk around the vineyard. I am also a huge fan of braised meat. I love to braise. So I've got some recipes in the book for a braised short rib. I've got a braised lamb dish that's very easy to make. And what I like about braising meats is that you do all the work at the beginning. And
right.
then you kind of let it do its own thing. Those are my favorite recipes, recipes that aren't fussy.
You're drinking wine while you're doing this, though, right?
Absolutely. That's a must, right?
Like, yeah, what would we be drinking? And,
well,
I trust that we would all be helping, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I am a fan of delegating those chores, yes. Someone can be chopping. Someone can be opening wine. You know, that's very important.
You know what, by the way, Sherry, people don't get? They don't get the fact that participating in the preparation of a meal is what makes the meal so decadent to begin with. I hate going to somebody's house where they pull something out of the oven and it's, up, dinner's ready.
Right.
You've
right,
got to
right.
participate. It makes it so much more decadent and fun.
Well, we have a joke at my house, and this may increase the group of people that come up to the winery for this event you're talking about.
Okay.
I like to get things ready a little bit. I'm often the person who greets the guests at the door in my towel because I just finally got in the shower.
Yep, we're up to 100 listeners coming right there.
And, you know, that's it.
If you could guarantee that.
There is an important, you know, element to being ready, pretty much limited to just making sure you pick up the ingredients at the store, or you call your girlfriend when she's on her way over and say, hey, would you mind picking up the Parmesan? I forgot it. So, well, the evening would probably end with definitely music has been involved the entire time. I'm a huge music lover, and we also love to dance. So we would definitely have the music playing at a loud volume. The wines would be flowing, and I'm sure the dancing would have ensued by now.
On the coffee table?
Well, at our last party, it ended up on the bar.
Okay, well, that's now you're talking.
So, but that's always a great way to end the night.
All right. So we need to put that date on the calendar, Sherry.
Sounds good.
we'll bring a load of people up there, and you'll show us how to improve our lives radically.
Definitely. We planned it around a meteor shower. I love those showers.
All right. Well, that's it. That's going to be your job. You find the meteor shower. I won't have any trouble finding the people, and we'll come up there. Maybe we'll do a whole episode of Grape Encounters Radio from that party.
That sounds great.
That would be a lot of fun. Okay. The book is Daily Decadence. The author is Sherry Dobe. It is absolutely fabulous, inspiring book that will make you look at your boring, mundane life completely differently. You'll want to throw it out and start all over again and do it Sherry's way. That's it. And Sherry, the book is available most places?
It is. You can get it on Amazon.com.
All right.
And the ebook's also available there.
All right. Sherry, a pleasure having you on Grape Encounters Radio. I really appreciate it. We are now going from Calistoga over to Sonoma County and see what kind of decadent things are going on over there on Grape Encounters Radio with David Wilson.
Tired of being caught unprepared? Want to be a good scout? That's what we thought. With Napkin by JNC Enterprises, you can be Johnny on the spot and be prepared for unexpected messes. The Napkin is one very clever product. These little beauties are barely the size of a small breath mint, but they come to life as a durable, convenient, and sturdy hand towel with just a few drops of water. You'll want to keep a supply of napkins everywhere you would keep a hand towel, paper towel, wash rag, or moist towelette. Napkin is all of these things in one very compact little tablet. Use it to wipe greasy hands, remove makeup, and even to entertain dinner guests. You never know when Napkin will come in handy. Get Napkin at NapkinJNC.com. It's completely eco-friendly and made of 100% recycled paper. Clean your environment and keep the environment clean with Napkin from NapkinJNC.com.
One of these days, I'm going to get in trouble for picking on pretentious people. Who knows, you know, I may go home one night, pull back the covers, and find a turned-up nose in my bed. Look, if you're a wine lover who really is put off by pretentiousness, if you want to discover more ways to have fun with fermented fruit, if you're always looking for new wine-related adventures and discoveries, then check out GrapeEncounters.com. GrapeEncounters.com has a huge library of audio adventures covering topics you're just not going to hear anyplace else. It's fun, fascinating, and it's free. Hey, there's something funny about this wine. So join us at the corner of fermented and demented. It's GrapeEncounters.com. Come on, give us a taste. When it comes to wine, it's the most fun that you can have without turning your feet purple. GrapeEncounters.com. And we're back with Grape Encounters Radio, and now we're going to take a skip, hop, and a jump from Calistoga over to Sonoma County, where we are hooking up, not the way you think, with Tim Zahner. He's the Director of Marketing and Public Relations for the Sonoma County Tourism Bureau. And everybody tells me, if it's all about decadence, Tim can tell you. He can send you in the right direction. Tim, welcome to Grape Encounters Radio.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Well, we love the fact that you are a guy that definitely specializes in off the wall.
Yeah, well, off the wall decadence. It's sort of like my middle name. So if the more decadent and Roman inspired and zany, I can do it.
Roman inspired.
Well, I'm thinking decadence. I'm thinking sort of this Caligula kind of thing here, but more sensual, I guess, is what we're going for right now.
Well, I don't know that we want to go quite as far as Caligula.
Let's go to Caligula and take a step back.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Maybe half a step.
Yeah, just one step back. That would
like
be great. Okay. Anyway, what did you say? You described it's like Caligula dipped in chocolate and dusted with edible diamonds.
Yeah, that's what basically every morning in Sonoma County is like.
Every morning?
When I wake up, it's like I get a massage in the morning.
You
and then
do
I go
not.
To the kitchen, and
you
my kids
not.
Are like, oh, Dad, melon wrap prosciutto again. And then, yeah, it's really bad.
People, when they think of going up to wine country and going wine tasting, it's sort of the same old image in their head. You know, it's you get in the car and you go, or whatever, maybe you rent a limousine or something, but you go from winery to winery and you step up to the bar and, you know, some wines are better than others and some tasting rooms are more interesting than others, and some wineries have some interesting features these days that are, you know, well, some of them incredible features.
Right, like swimming pools.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so it's getting very interesting, but still there, I think, are ways to have a more decadent time that's kind of not following the crowd.
What you're saying there, David, is that, you know, you hop in, you have your stereotypical limo, you go to the Faux Chateau, you talk
the Faux Chateau,
right? Faux Chateau Estates. Everything's a reserve library, custom wine.
Right.
And it's sort of like, you know, this knee plus obnoxiousness that's too far. I can say you can definitely do that if you want in Sonoma County, because I'm paid to say that. But the truth is, you have a lot of experiences that are much different and much more intimate in the sense of you know, decadence being sensual, in the sense of using your senses and seeing things easily accomplished here. Because Sonoma County is one so large, you know, we're the size of the state of Rhode Island. We neighbor Napa County. We're three times the size. And so the advantage and disadvantage of Sonoma County is that it's incredibly diverse. So you've got these 350 wineries that are open to the public, but those gently change into the redwood forest that's along the Russian River,
right,
which then changes into the 50-plus miles of Pacific Ocean coastline, which is that kind of incredible My Country Tis of Thee coastline with, you know, cliffs and beaches and waves. You know, from the sense of senses, you've got everything from tasting wine to seeing grapes being grown to talking to farmers who are not in the grape industry but are in Sonoma County because we're a very diverse agricultural area, to the forest and smelling, you know, the earth of a redwood tree, to feeling the salt spray on your face out at the coast. And so it's great because it's very diverse.
God, I want to pack my bags right now.
Yeah, come on. I am literally on the beach. Well, okay, now I'm lying. I'm in an office. But, you know, it's the ability to be a place in 30 minutes that drastically changes. And that's why we're great for grapes, right? Grape growers love us because...
Yeah, it's funny because we hear about the microclimates,
totally.
But it's also visually... very diverse in that county.
It is, and that's, you know, it's a typical California story, but it's also kind of smashed together here in Sonoma, in that you have mountains and ocean and rivers and valleys, and they all interplay. So your inland valleys are very hot and great for both warm weather grapes and also for going to Lake Sonoma and going water skiing or swimming. And then your valleys closer towards the ocean are cool, good for Pinot Noir and Chardonnay and sparkling. You know, like Iron Horse Vineyards for some good sparkling wine there.
Yeah.
Out of the ocean, you know, it can be 60 degrees out of the ocean when it's 105 inland, and you've only driven 30 miles.
Yeah, anything you want to do. Now, let's start with the whole wine tasting concept for a second. I'm getting to be a curmudgeon when it comes to wine tasting, because I'm starting to hate that term.
Yeah.
Because as for me, I'm not a wine taster, I'm a wine drinker.
Yeah.
And I think that's really what people want to do, is they want to go drink wine. They don't want to taste wine.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know, it's funny because you don't like say, oh, for Valentine's Day, I can't wait to get some chocolate to do some chocolate tasting. No,
right.
I want to eat chocolate.
Right. I want to drink wine. I don't want there's, you know what? When you go into a tasting room and they pour that little dribble in the bottom of your glass.
Right.
And you take the first sip and it's really good.
Yeah.
Your first instinct, I want more of that.
Yeah. Refill, please.
That's exactly right. Rethink this whole wine tasting concept.
Well, you know, it's
so it's like, okay, yeah, that's good. I like it. Fill it up.
Right. You go, you get a little sample. This has got cassis, and no one knows what cassis is, but we all have it in our wine. And,
of course.
You know, this is flavors of whatever, raspberry and strawberry, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So that exists. But things like Kendall Jackson, you know, well-known winery, one of many wineries that does great food and wine pairing, where you don't need a reservation. You just show up and say, I'd like to do the food and wine pairing. You pay a fee because you're getting food. And basically, you get wine. You sit down with a chef who gives you dishes and says, this wine goes well with this, and you taste it before and after the food and the wine to see how they interact.
Okay, that's decadent.
That's awesome. And, you know, decadent is, it's easy decadence because it's open. I could walk over there right now for lunch. As a matter of fact, I probably will, and go do the food and wine pairing. It's like $25, right?
If you have anything left over, will you send it to us?
I tell you what, I'm going to put it in the freezer for when you come visit.
Okay, sounds good.
Better yet, I'll take you again. And so there are a lot of those experiences where you can go deeper into the wine, right? Sipping and tasting is great because it does give you the introduction. But if you really want to have a great glass of wine, you sit down with these guys and they show you how it's done. And what's amazing is, like at Kendall Jackson, they have a sensory garden that they grow the food in, and they can go, okay, these are peppery herbs that go well with this kind of grape, so you might like it in with a Zinfandel, right?
Right.
Or this is, you know, a more floral thing, so maybe using it with your Chardonnays or whatever it is, you know. They will show you how they have a garden where they grow the food. You can walk through it. You can rub your hand on the lavender and smell it. Then you can go do the food and wine pairing inside. And the chef will go, yep, these artichokes came from the garden.
My guest is Tim Zahner. He's the Director of Marketing and Public Relations for the Sonoma County Tourism Bureau. Of course, one of the greatest wine regions on planet Earth, or probably in the known universe.
Did you get that off my business card?
No, your business card couldn't hold all that. But how do you take that experience home with you?
You know, that's a good point. As I mentioned, Sonoma County is more than just grapes and wine. So what's kind of nice is you can take these wine and these grapes, but also get the recipes from the chefs that are up here, or buy products that aren't even – you know, grape produce like the cheeses that we produce here, or some of the lamb, or the Petaluma duck, or up until a couple of weeks ago, the foie gras.
What are the foie gras makers making now?
Tears. Salty tears. Yeah.
A lot of cheese coming from there now, right?
Yeah, we actually have a cheese trail. People can go on a cheese trail between Sonoma and Marin County, just to the south, and you can visit goat cheese makers, cow cheese makers. Matter of fact, on the dairy thing, what if I hooked you up with a place that has a butter bar? That's right. Butter and bar together.
Oh, no. Are you serious?
I would not lie to you. I would not.
A butter bar.
A butter bar. Shauna Davis of the Epicurean Connection in the little town of Sonoma, which is in Sonoma County. So people don't get this. There's a little town of Sonoma, and there's a Sonoma Valley, and then Sonoma County. But she's in the little tiny nesting box of Sonoma within the Sonoma Valley. Has a butter bar where you can taste different butters. And Shauna is so passionate about cheese, she has a conference every year for cheesemakers to learn the craft. And, okay, ready? But you're like, I'm not a cheesemaker. I still want to go to a cheese show. Well, the Artisan Cheese Festival is held every year in Sonoma County in March in the town of Petaluma. And you go to this massive tent, and there's cheesemakers from all around, well, the world, and predominantly California because we're up here, with amazing cheeses. You're just gorging on cheeses. It's fantastic. Decadent.
You can pack on what 10,000 calories just at one event, right?
within a good 100 paces, yeah.
Oh my gosh! What's the slogan of that event? Paces. What a friend we have in Jesus.
Oh dear, he saves. Jesus saves.
Wow.
Oh dear.
So that's butter is one of those things that it may be the single most decadent food on the planet because you can put butter on anything and it tastes better.
Oh yeah.
You can put butter on kitty litter.
Yeah, yeah.
And it would taste sautéed kitty litter and butter. Delicious.
It'd be like the best kitty litter you ever ate.
And then right behind butter is cream. Well, maybe they're kind of the same thing anyway.
Yeah, well, you know what's funny is, let's say you want to do the cream and the butter, and then you're like, wait a minute, I want to do olive oil. I'm like, okay, you can do olive oil. We can go Mediterranean on you.
I love olive oil, but I think butter's got olive oil beat.
Well,
honestly.
For taste, yeah.
I don't know why, for the longest time when they would bring out at restaurants the plate with the olive oil and the balsamic vinegar, I would go, man, that is so cool. Lately, I'm going, you got any butter?
Well, and butter with, you ever had butter with sea salt sprinkled on top of it?
There you go.
I love that.
Yeah. Unsalted butter should not even be allowed to be sold.
So sad.
Sorry. Anyway, all right. Give me one or two more.
Experiences. How about this? We're talking decadence. We're talking sensual. Of course, the spa experience. You're completely immersed in something. There's a spa up here called Osmosis Spa. It's in the town of Freestone, and it is cedar enzyme bath. You ready?
Like, that's new. That's completely new for me.
Yeah. Okay. So there's like what you know, and then there's that line, and we just went over it because here you go. It's bran hull. It's cedar shavings. You are sitting inside something with, you know, thousands of enzymes that are actively warming up and cleansing your body. And I've often attributed it to being like in a compost pile, but it doesn't make the best image. But essentially, you put your hand in there, and it's so warm, and you disrobe, and you cover yourself up, and the attendant comes and piles more of these cedar enzyme shavings upon you. And there's an entire process, including tea and a cleansing ritual. And then, of course, after you get out of the cedar enzyme tub, you wash yourself off because little shavings get everywhere. And then you can go out in the garden and relax and get a massage. And it's an amazing place.
Are you in the same shavings that somebody that might have had eczema or something was in?
You know, they do change the shavings, but essentially they're so hot, though. So I think they change them like every day or every other day.
All right.
It's heated to like 100 and something degrees, so it's really hot.
Okay, we got 60 seconds for one more.
Okay, final thing, I would go out to the ocean and go along the coast and drive down Highway 1, which is famous for the amazing waves and the salt spray in your face. And then I would go to Gourmet O Bay in Bodega Bay and do wine surfing. You can taste wine overlooking the ocean on a surfboard. So a little quirky, a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, that's good. That's good for that's good for your balance.
Yeah, it's right there, and then you just sort of chill on the ocean and listen to the wave.
No liability issue there.
No, you're sitting.
You're sitting.
Yeah. So they actually give you a little surfboard. They call it wine surfing, but it's not. You're not actually on the surfboard.
Oh, I thought you were out on the waves with a surfboard and a glass of wine.
If you want to do it, I'll arrange it. You can do it, but better just to sit on the deck with a little mini surfboard that has the line on top of it.
All right. Well, very cool. Hey, Tim, that's all the time we got, but it's Tim Zahner, Director of Marketing and Public Relations for the Sonoma County Tourism Board.
Perfect.
And you can find their website is, how clever, sonomacounty.com.
That was all I wanted to say, and you said it, so never mind.
SonomaCounty.com.
You're amazing. You want to say that again? Because then I'd hire you.
SonomaCounty.com.
Gosh.
And then there's also, by the way, inside-sonoma.com.
You found the blog site. Yeah, all the
funny
stuff.
That's a little more decadent over there. Inside-sonoma.com. Tim, we're coming up.
David, I'll see you at the airport.
We're going to do that. And I think what we're going to do is we're going to do a series of shows there. It'll be 30 days of decadence.
Oh, wow.
How's that sound?
And then on the 31st day, you can go to Cedar Ensigns and clean yourself out. Be done.
And then I'll cover myself with butter and... That'll be it. All right, coming up next, it's the Gadget Guru on Grape Encounters Radio. We'll find out what he thinks is decadent. And goodbye, Tim. Thanks again for being on, and we will talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon, David.
Whether it's a birthday gift, anniversary gift, or a housewarming gift, a lot of people love to give wine, but are often torn about what wine to give. So I have an alternative suggestion. And on the line is Tom Silberkleit, who created that suggestion. Tom?
Hey, David, I wanted to let you know that people are calling me to ask if we would send them an autographed copy of one of our books, The California Directory of Fine Wineries.
That's totally cool, but an autographed copy takes a little bit of time. If somebody doesn't have the time to wait for that, what else can they do?
So I highly suggest Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, or independent bookstores. That's the best way to get these books.
But if they want an autographed copy, how do they do that?
You know, I'll be happy to do it. They can contact me via my website, californiafinewineries.com, and we will personally autograph a copy to whoever the folks would like.
It's the greatest photographic tribute to California's finest wineries, the California Directory of Fine Wineries. The St. Mark's in the Valley Cellar Classic is an auction of rare and fine wines like no other, and it's going to take place on Saturday, July 28th from 4 to 7 p.m. in beautiful Los Olivos, California. Wine journalist and renowned travel writer Gabe Saglier has named the St. Mark Cellar Classic one of the top 10 not-to-miss wine events and noted that previous events gave the fancy Napa auction a real run for its money. This is a very rare opportunity to own a 100-point 1947 Cheval Blanc, the one-of-a-kind 18-liter Santa Ynez Valley Rhone blend, a 1961 Latour, or even a 2009 etched magnum of the highly coveted Roussac Catalina Island Zinfandel. The St. Mark's Classic, Saturday, July 28th, will be an unforgettable summer evening in Los Olivos that you shouldn't miss. To make your reservations, click on the St. Mark's Cellar Classic link at grapeencounters.com or email steve@clopepe.com. That's steve@clopepe.com. Right. Well, you cannot have a discussion about decadence on Grape Encounters Radio with David Wilson unless you bring into the conversation the gadget guru, Matt Dubow, the guy who makes any wine experience just a little bit more decadent. Hello, Matt.
Hi, David.
How do you like having that kind of a reputation?
Oh, it's wonderful. Thank you for giving that to me.
Well, you know, you are a decadent guy, but then you are also a bit of a anomaly. Because for you, decadent could be drinking a full glass of wine out of a red Solo cup. Red
Solo cup. And I want to thank Paul Cullen for that.
Why is that?
Because he was the one that got me started with drinking wine out of the Solo cup.
He is, of course, referring to Paul Cullen, friend of the show and former bass player for Bad Company. He did that.
Well, maybe I got him to do it.
Well, yeah, maybe that's it. You know, decadence, though, the thing about decadence is it's not about, you know, an expensive meal and wearing fancy clothes and, you know, that sort of thing. It's about what really moves your soul. Like, I'll tell you an experience that I had. I was, believe it or not, I was in Turkey, not the meat, but the country some years ago. And there was this courtyard cafe, and there was this musician who didn't speak a lick of English, but he was playing all the music off of Nirvana Uncorked. Not Uncorked, Unplugged.
I was going to say.
And the food was so good, and the wine, I don't know what they were serving, but the wine was so good. And it was just one of those experiences that you just didn't want to leave. You know, they just kept bringing food, and the music just got better and better. Better with every glass of wine. Funny how that happens. What are some of your most decadent experiences?
Well, it's interesting that you bring up Turkey. I think it's the traveling and experiencing other cultures and eating and with the music and just kind of engulfing yourself into that whole mentality of a different culture. I find that really indulgent.
You know what I think is really interesting about it is, like, for instance, if you go to Italy and you walk into a restaurant, there, you know, you look at the walls and the walls have this patina. But that patina is from literally hundreds of years of candle smoke and meats being smoked and, you know, whatever else goes on in there. It's natural. And then you go into a restaurant here in the States in some big city, and they go to great lengths to try to fake that.
Right.
And it doesn't work.
It almost makes it worse.
It almost makes it worse. And I think that's what's decadent about Europe, and Europe still maintains a lot of decadence. Like, again, going back to Italy, you can walk into a lot of restaurants, especially in the smaller towns, and there'll be a table there where there'll be all these antipasta items that, you know, they change from day to day. It's whatever the whim of the chef is.
Right.
Or whatever was going to go bad, so they pickled it.
Right.
And then you go in there and they pickle you.
I think I've been pickled a few times in
Italy.
Think
you've been pickled a few times almost every place. But, decadence is really a state of mind. It's, you know, how pleasurable is the experience and how good does it feel? And it's one of those things you can't fake. You can't go through a drive-thru, really create a decadent moment. Well, maybe you can.
It depends how hungry you are.
Go through the drive-thru naked or something. I don't know. So decadent moments for you? Do you have any other favorites?
I have a friend who puts on an event, which you know, the Culinary Mouth.
Oh, yeah.
In Orange County. And I would say that is probably the most decadent event I've ever been to. What she does, there are 25 tables from different top chefs in Southern California. Each restaurant and chef decorates the table to the nine. The way you find out or you pick your table is you look at the menu. And the food and the wine is just amazing. And
it's amazing attention to detail.
Pick your menu and you go to the table, and these people decorate the tables like I've never seen before. And I think I have some pictures on epicstyle.com.
I actually have seen those. And by the way, first time I've ever seen you with a tie on.
Oh, so you had seen that picture recently.
I not only have seen it, we used it last week on the website. Did you not notice that?
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was very dapper, that's for sure.
That's an old picture.
Nah, it looked good.
That is probably one of the most decadent events I've ever been to. The food is just amazing, and having a 7-8 course meal and wine with every single course, it's amazing. That's all I can say.
So here's the thing about Epic Style. EpicStyle.com has products that definitely make the wine drinking experience more decadent.
Yes.
But what do you think are the most decadent products that you sell?
Well, I have to say, and I've been a big proponent of these items, and they're the scruple items.
Oh, right. That's something I don't have.
They are.
I don't have scruples. I'm sorry.
We all know that.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry. All right, talk about them.
But I would say their wine accessories are probably, other than Epic wine accessories, are the best on the market. The quality is fantastic, and they're actually made by the same company that is La Crusade pots and pans.
Yes, very good stuff.
Which are high quality pots and pans. You haven't seen those before. And Scruple is definitely one of the best, if not the best, in corkscrews, stoppers. And they have something called a Scruple lever model, which was the original lever type model corkscrew that I tell everybody to buy because it lasts forever.
So what is so special about that?
I think just the mechanics of it are the best out there. there's a lot of imitations of it, and I don't think anyone has come close to matching the quality of Scruple's lever model.
Isn't it funny how you can have an item like that where there are many different companies that might make it, but there are just those companies that when you just put it in your hand and you play with it, it's just, you go, wow, this is so tight.
Oh, and their products are just that way.
Engineering.
Oh, amazing. Amazing engineering.
Where are they made?
They originated in Texas, actually.
Well, they make everything better in Texas. Oh, it's bigger in Texas. So really quickly, what are the other items that they have that you would recommend people taking a look at and maybe buying?
Well, if you want to go at the upper end, would definitely be the lever model. And then they have a couple other items, which are the Scruple pocket model and the table model. And the quality is just excellent. And you can find them at epicstyle.com or your local fine wine store.
So if you want to show people that you have class and that you are indeed decadent, it's all about Scruple at epicstyle.com. But by the way, with a couple of thousand products to choose from, there are tons of things that you can buy, that you can own, that can be in your ensemble that will make your wine love and life just a bit more decadent. Right, Matt?
Oh, of course.
All right. It's epicstyle.com. Matt, we need to get together and have a day of decadence.
Sounds good.
All right. Let's do that. You buy.
Always.
Okay. Matt Dubow, our gadget guru. The website is epicstyle.com. And that's going to do it for Grape Encounters for today. Wishing you a very decadent week until we reconvene here. Same time, same channel on Grape Encounters Radio.